Well, that was Papa Jean's Blues, for those of you who don't know. That was a Monkey song, for those of you who don't know. It was a little pop tune, nice, good show starter and everything. But tonight, I'm kind of going to head off in a different direction. I mean, it's been a long time, so I want to savor the moment. That's one of the reasons I'm slowing down right now. But I want to kind of move into the show, because we planned something really cool. And I want to start off by introducing the guys that I'm playing with. This is Joe Chimay, who's over here. And this is Charlie Judge over on the keyboards. Charlie is an arranger and a conductor out of Nashville, and Joe is an arranger. You may know Joe from having been with me for many years. He and I met on the Infinite Rider album and have been working together since then. Thank you very much. And Charlie and I were kind of new, but this is not your average trio. And you're going to see what I mean in just a minute, because let me tell you how the show came about, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. When somebody said, you want to go back out and play again? I thought, well, yeah, I do, except I'd like to find a new approach to these songs that I've been living with, you know, all my life. They're like children, and they have a life of their own, and they have lots of potentials, and I'd like to see what's going on with them. So I thought it would be interesting in doing a show to take the songs that I know so well and provide a setting for each one, and not to say so much how the song was written, but to say how the song might actually be experienced. So what I'll do is I'll describe where and under what circumstances the songs are set, so where they take place. And I mean, this is all fiction, of course. I mean, I made these things up. I made these settings up. So it's part of the writing process, but it's, you know, it's fun. And so that's the way we've arranged the music, to express the song setting and to try to create movies of the mind, and then the song becomes the soundtrack to that movie. And of course, everybody has a different movie, because it doesn't make any difference what I describe. Everybody has a different sense of, you know, what a gravel parking lot looks like. So, and that's why this is not your average trio. These are keyboards. I mean, no kidding. And these are that's a keyboard, and that's a bass, and that's a guitar, and so on and so forth. But there's a lot more here. This is an array of virtual instruments. And so it allows us to play sounds, but also sound bites. And now I can play things that I only dreamed of in the past. And it allows me to create the sonic landscape of these song settings. Now, each song still has, you know, at its heart, the same moment of the song that we all know. But I'm not going to talk about that much. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, this is the setting, and I'll just let the songs speak for themselves. And you can... That'll either work or not. Okay. And all of this stuff up here is, just ignore all this stuff. I'm just checking email and Facebook and stuff.